This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's Hump Day. Smile. The week is already over, halfway over, and life is amazing. We have a great show planned for you tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We are going to discuss what their plans are when they take power again, at least little indications of that. We're going to talk about that. Barack Obama's back in the news. He's going to tie into that. ICE agents having bounties placed on their heads. We'll dig into that a little bit more. Brandon Darby's going to come on later on and talk about that. Savannah Hernandez has been knee-deep in these Antifa protests. I'm going to kind of take this group apart a little bit from people who've actually had to smell them. The Vatican is opening up a prayer room for Muslims. We have emails. We're tearing up all these LGBTQ Air Force sidewalks and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let me talk about our movement and our conduct and how we should be operating right now. And I'm gonna come at this by explaining exactly, or at least in some detail, what they are undoubtedly going to be doing if they take power again. And that they're already putting out audio bits on this. Now, let's talk about us first, then we'll get to them. Right now, we have a great deal of power. Much more power than we have had in recent years. And this very much includes the first Trump administration, because we don't just have political power controlling various states. We have the majority of states, very slim majority in the House, slim majority in the Senate. So we don't have the whole federal government, but we have the White House, and we don't have the administrative state, but we're working on that. But we have something that's more powerful right now, and you know what that is because we talk about it all the time. We have cultural power. That means the culture is going our way. Every chart, every graph, everything you could possibly study shows the culture is going our way. Here's two I'll give you right now. Remember the tranny insanity, which we all never bought into, obviously. The tranny insanity, this idea that you could just chop up yourself and change the sex you were born with. It's insane. The numbers of tranny kids, it's in free fall. It's basically gone back to non-existent. It's in free fall. Well, why did it ever get to a point where it was something like 10% of the kids were identifying as trannies? That was a social contagion. The culture, every part of the culture was pushing it, celebrating it. This is what you should be. You'll be a special little butterfly. And the culture pushing it gave us more of it. Now the culture is rejecting it. You know what else is on the rise? Shockingly on the rise. I'm going to screw up these numbers because I didn't print out the article. Christianity, church attendance. Chris tracked it the other day. 25% increase in church attendance just since the murder of Charlie Kirk. But it's more than that. The purchase of Bibles up, I forget, it was something like 50% in the country. People are downloading. There's a Bible app. People are downloading it. What does all this say? The culture is moving to the right now. That doesn't mean it is permanently to the right. But right now, the culture is leaving them and it is coming to us. It is rejecting their demonic filth and coming to us. This is awesome. It should be celebrated. But there is a lesson that people with power, people gaining power, people who have gained power, there is a lesson they always seem to screw up somehow, some way. It's very clearly a human thing. It's something humans do. When people gain power, maybe you've gained power in your life. Maybe you're in management now. Maybe you run the company. Maybe you're a parent, that's some level of power, a school teacher, a coach. Maybe you have some level of power in your life. when people get power, they assume that it is permanent and that they can do whatever they want with it and it will always be there. I've finally got power and it's gonna last forever, baby. That's not how life works. And in fact, how life always works is the more you abuse that power, essentially the more you act like it's permanent, the faster it's going to disappear on you. Which brings us to the right. Here's what is going to happen when the communists take power again one day, when they have cultural power, when they have government power. Here's what is going to happen. I know it's hard to hear and hard to accept. It will be so much worse than what they did under Joe Biden. It will be so much worse than what they did under Joe Biden. They, having taken over every single part of our culture, they took the governor off and they pushed the pedal to the metal under Joe Biden. And they went as hard and fast as they could, bring in all the foreigners, hand out gigantic billion-dollar checks to your friends, arrest all your political opponents. There's a story from John Solomon at Just the News today that in their, quote, January 6th congressional investigation, the scumbag communists in the House of Representatives collected 30 million lines of phone data. Just a big dragnet on their political opponents. And that will be nothing compared to what they'll do next time. There's an article from the Communist Atlantic today. America needs a mass movement by this idiot, David Brooks. You read it. He's calling for large-scale revolt in the country. I have said it many times. I will again remind you that you don't know a single Democrat, I'm not talking about ones on TV either, in your life, relative, friend, coworker, you don't know one who looked at them arresting Donald Trump in every jurisdiction in the country, which obviously means it was ridiculous, trumped up charges. You don't know a single Democrat who has said to you, we shouldn't have done that. That was an abuse of power. You know the lesson they took from it? We didn't go near far enough. Not near. That's the only lesson they learned from that four-year tyranny we just lived through. Not just the people in power, everyday Democrats, their lesson was, we have got to hit them a lot harder next time. Wow, we got to send the FBI after more people. We should arrest them all. Let's just kill a bunch. That's the lesson they learned. What kind of things might be in store the next time the communists take power in this country? Well, don't take my word for it. Allow me to introduce you to the governor of Illinois, a man who will be in the running to be the next president of the United States of America.
The tables will turn someday. These people should recognize that maybe they're not going to get prosecuted today, although we're looking at doing that, but they may get prosecuted after the Trump administration for the things that they did because the statute of limitations won't have run.
What people is he talking about? Who are these criminals that the next Democrat president intends to prosecute? ICE agents. He's talking about the ICE agents who are currently going around the country arresting murderers, thieves, and sex offenders and deporting them. Democrats are already talking about arresting ICE members who deported illegals. If they come back one day, and it's inevitable they will come back one day, we have to understand that they are going to be more committed than before. Not less. More committed than before. So what does all that mean? Because this wasn't supposed to be. It's not doom and gloom. What does that mean? Oh, my gosh. They're going to return to power one day, and when they do, they're going to be more committed. They're going to be more vicious. They're going to be more tyrannical. Well, here's what it means. We have to act as if they will counterattack, and we have to make preparations to ensure the counterattack will be less severe for us. We have to do things in preparation for them coming back and being more vicious. We have to use this time, the time we have now. We have bought ourselves precious, precious time, and we have to use it wisely because we're not going to be in management forever. One day the animals are coming back to power. Let's talk a bit about using that precious time. Before we do that, let's talk about your time. How much of your life have you lost to pain? How much of your life is worse because you have daily pain that wrecks it? Aches and pains, that the headache hurts all the headache all the time, back, foot, knee. How much? If it's even 1 minute, it's too much when Relief Factor is sitting right there for you. Relief Factor is a supplement. You know how I feel about drugs. It is a supplement, 100% drug-free supplement. You take it every day. It's about the inflammation. That's why you have this pain. Try Relief Factor before you go get a bottle of pills. Go to relieffactor.com and get 3 weeks of it. It's $19.95. Or you can call them if you're a phone person, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Don't accept that you have to live with pain and don't lose any more of your life to it. All right? We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. And I almost forgot. Look, you're going to have to get used to this. And this isn't going to be the last of it. The next couple months, the next 3 months are just a nightmare of work, travel, and stuff. I'm not going to be here Friday again. Okay. And that means tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now. Don't wait. They're already piling in. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Ask me anything. I will, of course, be back on Monday. And no, once again, I'm not going on vacation. It's just suit thing after suit thing. It's always like this at the end of the year. All right? Remember, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. And, Chris, what date is that Megyn Kelly thing? Is it the 23rd? 23rd. I almost forgot. Jewish producer Chris just reminded me. On the 23rd, that's next Thursday, I'm once again not going to be here, but once again, it's not my fault. Megyn Kelly is doing this speaking tour across the country. She's doing one here in the Houston area, and I am, I guess, the opening act. And then Don Jr., she's going to sit down and interview Don Jr. So I think it's going to be just like a 15-minute speech from me. And then Don Jr. is coming out. I don't know if it's already sold out. It might be. If that's the kind of thing that interests you, you are more than welcome to come. It's going to be a real good time. MegynKelly.com, Chris? MegynKelly.com if you want to buy tickets. There. Bunch of programming notes. Look at that. Chris, I'm such a professional now. What? Yes, I am. Chris is jealous. Let's go back to what we were talking about. All right, so we already covered. When they come back, they'll be more vicious than they were before. They will be more committed than they were before, not less. They don't look at what they just did and say, wow, that was too much. Wow, we did wrong. They think they didn't do enough. We didn't hit them hard enough. That's how they think. So what we have to do is prepare for a counterattack. You know how often we talk about the Korean War? Because it's one of my favorite things to talk about. But this is a great example of attacking and counterattacking. When we had to go try to run the Chinese off of a hilltop, they're dug in, trenches, fighting holes, and we have to fight our way up, and men are dying and fighting and dying. It's bad. And we finally take the hill. We always knew that they, having been run off the hill, they were going to regroup and they were going to come back and counterattack. We knew they were coming. So when we took the top of a hill in Korea, we didn't start lighting campfires and eating s'mores and singing Kumbaya and playing We Are the Champion by Queen. Immediately upon taking the hill, because you know a counterattack is coming, you start filling sandbags. You take the trenches that are there, you make them deeper. You start stocking up ammo immediately, stacking up grenades. They're coming back, and they're going to be angry when they get here. So prepare. Prepare to make it hard for them. Here's what I'm saying to you tonight. Your area of control, whatever area that might be in your life, you should be using the time we've been bought, the time we have bought, the time we've been bought, the time that time has been given to us. I'll put it that way because I can't speak English. We should be using the time that's been given to us to fill sandbags, to dig trenches. Meaning if you live in a red area of any kind, maybe you're in a red suburb of a blue city, maybe you're in a red part of a red state and you're as red as it gets, you should understand that you don't have near enough sandbags. You don't have near enough fortifications, meaning the Republicans who hold power in your area are weak and pathetic, and you need to be as angry and committed to running them out of office right now as you were when Joe Biden was tearing it up. Because the next time one of these communists takes power, they're going to do unimaginable things. Unimaginable things. Do the Republicans who have office in your area, school board, state legislature, I don't care where, do they have the guts to stand up for you? I'll be honest, the way the Chicago politicians stand up for the animals. Chicago politicians, Illinois politicians, governor, mayor, all the way down. They'll put it on the line to protect an illegal alien gang rapist so he doesn't get deported. Is that disgusting, horrible, and wrong in every way? You bet it is. Will your Republican governor do that for you? Will your Republican state senator? City councilman, what preparations are you making now in anticipation of having a much more vicious, much more violent communist take power next time? Because that's the only way that goes. This, honestly, I want you to read this Atlantic article. I've never tried to get you to read an Atlantic article. The headline is America Needs Mass Movement Now. And he essentially is panicking beyond belief, not just panicking about Donald Trump. He is fretting deeply that this movement, our movement to the right, is going to last long after Donald Trump. It's the end of the world. We got to act now. Revolution time. This is how these people think. They are not sorry for the demonic things they have done, not even a little bit. They are 10 times as committed now as they were before. We clearly didn't jail enough of them. We clearly didn't get enough of them fired. We didn't get enough of them debanked. We didn't censor enough of them off social media. We better do more next time. That's the lesson the Democrats in this country learned, 100% of them. 100%. I'll adjust that number to 99 the first time I hear a Democrat say, we probably shouldn't have arrested Trump in every jurisdiction in America. Maybe that was too far. They didn't learn a lesson. Are you filling sandbags or are you sitting on the beach? We'll move on. I want to talk a little bit about Barack Obama because he's, of course, out there. He can't help himself. Also, I want to talk to you about Legacy Box. Told you what I was going to do last night, and I did it. After I got out of here, went, had a bite. Yesterday, as you know, it was the one-year anniversary of losing my father. Had a bite, got home, said hi to the fam, and then I actually went out back and I went through pictures. In fact, I'm looking at them right now as I'm talking to you. Pictures of my dad. Why do I have all these pictures on my phone? Some, of course, I took with my phone, but why do I have old pictures when I'm a kid? What? Because Legacy Box digitized them for me. They sent me a box. We filled it up. Ob filled it up. We sent it to Legacy Box, and they digitized those, so now I have them not just on my phone. I have them forever. My kids have them. My great-great-grandkids, who I'll never meet, they have them. Do it. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. Keep those memories. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out? Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, any part of the week, including our history, we did an hour or two last night. Download the podcast, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Brandon Darby's 1 hour from now. We're going to be talking about these bounties on ICE agent heads. I've mentioned it before, but the more I think about it, here's what's bothering me. Here's why we reached out to Brandon today. The cartels have historically not pushed it too far going after our guys. And I know about Border Patrol agents, DEA agents, but historically, they know where to stop. That would be quite a step if they're actually putting bounties on the heads of ICE agents. And anyway, I'm going to talk to Brandon about it and see the validity of that story. I'm not sure if I buy it. If it's true, that's quite an escalation. Set that aside. I'm going to go back to talking about Barack Obama. You're emailing about it because he's all over the news. Barack Obama's back. Jesse, I'm tired of Barack Obama. But listen, it's helpful when you listen when communists talk. We should listen. And there is a talk we have had many times before. In fact, I'm grateful he came out and talked again because he basically he reinforced everything I talked to you about. So let me say it again. The communist is a religious zealot, as you know. He believes his religion is the one true religion. All other religions, they are heretical. Any other belief system, it has to be purged. It has to be stopped in order for the one true religion to finally take power. So, let me ask you something. Are you religious in some way? You know, Chris is Jewish. You understand? Are you religious in any way? Are you a Christian, maybe? Let's use that as an example. Would you like the local coffee shop to display Bible verses? Maybe even have a cross on the wall? You probably would, right? Your school, even the public school, the Ten Commandments. What's wrong with the Ten Commandments? Even if you don't believe it, aren't those all good lessons? I've said that to people before. Don't steal. Don't murder anybody. These are good things. Would you want that in your school? You would like your religion woven into everything to some level, right? So does the communist. But it's not just about being woven into. He doesn't care if the local coffee shop wants to have a gay pride flag hanging up. Whether or not they want to is not important. When he sees that coffee shop, he sees an institution that has some power. They have some money. They have advertising. They have customers who come through. They get people's eyes and ears. And because they have some power, they should work for the revolution. They can do so willingly. That would be great. If they choose to not do that, then he has two options in his mind. You can destroy that institution, boycott, bankrupt, arson, destroy that coffee shop, or better for the communist usually is infiltrate it and take it over. If they're showing the Ten Commandments instead of your gay pride flag, buy it. Sue them, harass them, take over the management position, do whatever you have to do so you can finally get to the point where you can tear those dirty Ten Commandments off the wall and put up the tranny flag right next to the Black Lives Matter flag. Every single thing he sees, everything, schools, coffee shops, the NFL, the FBI, a law office, Hollywood, everything he sees, he believes should work exclusively on behalf of his religion, exclusively for his revolution. That's how the communist looks at the world. People who don't have this domineering way of thinking, which is probably you. I don't think that way either. People who don't have that way of thinking struggle to understand that's why the communist operates the way he operates. Find something, either it works for your revolution, or you A, destroy it, or B, take it over to ensure it will work for your revolution. And so You can call on that institution whenever you need that institution. Right now, you know how I mentioned, I just got done talking about how the culture is going our way. The country is moving away from the communists and they're moving towards us. They know this. So, Barack Obama. Hey, Barack. What should be happening right now, now that you're losing some cultural and political power?
Right now, there's just a little discomfort. And so when I say, for example, if you're a law firm, you know, you saying to, you know, we're going to represent who we want and we're going to stand up for what we think is our core mission of upholding the law. And maybe we'll lose some business for that, but that's what we believe. That's what's needed. Yeah.
Pause. I'll let him keep going. Believe me, he's got more to say. Barack Obama sees the legal profession, law firms. What does he see? We just talked about it. Something that could be used for the revolution. What's that mean? Well, a law firm, you should never represent a Republican. You're supposed to be helping the revolution. So if Donald Trump finds himself with criminal charges in every jurisdiction in the country, which he basically did, Donald Trump, billionaire real estate developer, would normally have access to the finest attorneys in the United States of America who charge ungodly amounts of money. But instead, he had to go to smaller boutique, I don't know how to say it, smaller boutique law firms in order to grab attorneys to represent him. Why? Did he just like how Alina Haba looks? No. The big law firms wouldn't represent him. They've become tools of the revolution. And what else is Barack Obama saying? Hey, we've got charges. Looks like they're coming down. We already have Tish James indicted. We have these. John Bolton looks to be in trouble. John Brennan, James Comey, possible Christopher Wade. But it might get bad for some of these communists. What's Barack Obama saying? Hey, fancy law firm. How about you set aside those $2,000 an hour fees and do the right thing for the revolution and go represent them for free? Law firms, the legal profession, just another institution that should be used for the revolution.
If you're a university president, say, well, you know what? This will hurt if we lose some grant money from the federal government, but that's what endowments are for. Let's see if we can ride this out, because what we're not going to do is compromise our basic academic independence. If you're a business.
What's happening in the university system? Our university system is sadly, disgustingly funded in large part by the government, federal government and state government, funded by you. All those evil communist institutions doing whatever they can to train future Maoists. Yeah, they do so with your tax money lots of the time, grants and things like that. The Trump administration has, to their credit, they have come out and said, hey, Harvard, there's no more federal money coming your way if you continue things like racist enrollment practices where you censor out the Asians and just bring in as many black people as possible. That's racist. We're not allowing that anymore. But Barack Obama wants them to stand strong, scolding them. Hey, institutions. Hey, universities. I don't care about the money. Remember, you work for the revolution and only for the revolution. He's not done. I'll play some more in a moment. Before I play it, he's about to talk about businesses. Did you think it was an accident that one day you woke up and the street animals are burning down police precincts with corporate sponsorship? Did you not think that was amazing? Well, that was another thing the communists recognized. The business environment in any country is an institution with large quantities of money that flow through it, large amounts of influence. And so you paid your Verizon bill, you paid your AT&T bill, you paid your T-Mobile bill, and then woke up the next day to find your money funding communism on the streets of the United States of America. A very sick, sad state of affairs, but that's why you need to switch to Pure Talk. Pure Talk, the legendary patriotic cell phone company. The cell phone company, you know what they're doing right now? They're finding rescue dogs and getting them for guys, veterans who struggle with PTSD. Do you want to fund that or Black Lives Matter? Switch your cell phone service. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Now's the time to switch. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. And of course, remember, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. So make sure you email your questions, ask me anything, to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Get them in now. We'll have a good time tomorrow. We'll get to some emails here in just a moment. I wanted to play something, though. Because alcohol, some people can handle it and some people can't. Some people, you've probably known people like this, maybe this is you. Some people can go out to dinner and have a beer, have a glass of wine, stop there, go home, have a good night's sleep, wake up, live normal. Others, this has been me in my life, others, can't have one. You might as well have 10. Now, that's how I used to be. It's terrible. That's some people. And then there are the worst. The worst. And these are the people who should never, ever, ever even consider touching a drop of alcohol. It's not just that they have one and that leads to 10. They get violent and mean. I have more than one friend that way. Eventually, you just got to stop hanging out with them. They turn into a different person. I will always believe it's some sort of chemical thing where the alcohol just doesn't mix well with what that body type or something, and they get violent. Which, of course, brings us to Grandma Vodka. Nancy Pelosi has been drunk for a long time. And this has been a very common thing in historically of powerful people struggling with alcohol. The Mongol Khans struggle with alcohol. Like half of them drank themselves to death. There's something about getting a bunch of power. Maybe it's because you can sleep in the next day. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what the reasoning is. But people who get powerful really struggle with alcohol. And we all remember, I would say 4 or 5 years ago, Nancy Pelosi went from being this, I'm not going to say wonderful speaker, but certainly a clear communicator, no question about that. She did a lot of that. That's how the angry drunk begins. And then you drink for long enough, the chemical imbalance in your brain gets bad enough, you just turn mean. She's in the twilight of her career, no question about that. Not even the head Democrat in the House of Representatives anymore. And Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to answer any more questions about January 6th.
National Guard on January 6th.
Shut up.
Hang on, let me restart the audio since Jewish producer Chris didn't have the soundboard on in time. So I'll restart the whole thing. Don't worry, Chris. Let us know whenever you're ready. No rush.
Why did you refuse the National Guard on January 6th?
Shut up. I did not refuse the National Guard. The president didn't send it. Why are you coming here with Republican talking points as if you're a serious journalist?
You shut up. Someone get me another bourbon. You shut up. You're not a serious journalist.
Why did you refuse the National Guard on January 6th?
Shut up. I did not refuse the National Guard. The president didn't send it. Why are you coming here with Republican talking points as if you're a serious journalist?
I'll tell you, watching Grandma Vodka age makes me a little jealous. You know why? I don't mind getting older. I joke about the fact I'm losing my hair and my beard's going gray. It's how life is. It's how life. Now they got to touch up your ears when you go get your haircuts. It's terrible, but it is what it is. I don't mind getting older. In fact, I can't wait to be even older than I am now so I can just straight yell at everybody. That's the way I'm going to be. I'm totally committed to it. It's not something I'm dreading. I'm looking forward to the day where I could just be a jerk to anyone I want. Like, it's going to be fantastic. Jesse, given that the cartels have bounties on ICE officers, aren't U.S. officials who legislate no masks giving aid and comfort to the enemy? Okay, we'll address the U.S. officials saying no masks. We'll address that in a moment. But this whole bounty on ICE officers' heads, remember Kristi Noem, I played you the audio. She came out and she said, hey, we're finding out it's $10,000 for a dead ICE officer. The cartels are paying for bounties. I'm curious about that. And I'm curious because cartels have historically understood there are limits to the escalation. There are limits, otherwise you're going to risk the ire of the United States government, and that's a good way to die. I am bringing on Brandon Darby a half hour from right now, and I'm going to ask him, and he's going to give it to us straight. I'm going to ask him, does that sound legit to you? I'm not saying it's not legit. I mean, maybe the bounty's out there. This is something that's happening. But the more I think about it, the more I think to myself, you are the cartels. You already have Donald Trump blowing your boats out of the water, declaring that he's going to wipe you from the face of the planet. It would be the all-time bad timing award if you paid to have an ICE agent killed. Good God, it would be the Marines going into Mexico. It would be bad. It'd be really, really bad. But I don't know. I don't know. I'll tell you this. We're all going to need some chalk for this journey we're on, because we're all going to need to be in good moods and full of energy. And that's what chalk will do. You don't realize how much your mind is foggy right now. You don't realize it because your testosterone going down happens slowly over time. And so every day is a little foggier and a little foggier and a little foggier. And then you discover natural herbal supplements from chalk. And you start. And every day, I'd say after about 30 days, maybe 60, the fog lifts a little more. A little more, a little more. Soon you're 90 days in, your T levels are up 20%, and you're thinking to yourself, good grief, I was half brain dead before I started it. Do you want to feel great, better mood, full of energy? You get home from work and you're ready to go do stuff. You're not even out of gas. Chalk will give you that. Go try some natural herbal supplements from Chalk. They have a million different things. Men, women, young, old, whatever you're looking for. They even have an all-natural pre-workout called Chad Mode. C-H-O-Q, chalk.com/Jesse. Get a subscription. Save some money. We'll talk about this. Officials saying no masks next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.